This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أما بعد. Imagine you were given an offer to build a house. To build a house in a very beautiful place. A very scenic place. Next to a river. Or rather rivers that wind through mountains and trees and forests. How long would it take you to build such a house? Rather, a mansion, a palace. How much money would you need? How much time would you need? And how much effort would you need to build for yourself that dream home? And then let's say after building it, you move into it. The question is, how long will you live in that house for? How long will you remain there for? Even if you are to live there for a long time, eventually you're going to die and someone else is going to come and live in it. And this house, after years after you have gone, it would need renovation. This house, because it is built of worldly material, it's going to deteriorate. It's going to need repairs and renovations. On top of that, it is prone to natural disasters, to earthquakes, and other such disasters. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, what if I was to tell you that you could build for yourself a house, but not one that is made of rocks and bricks, in a very beautiful place, next to rivers, among trees, built not of rocks and stone, but rather built of gold and silver. Its grout made of perfume, its ground and its pebbles made of pearls and rubies. This is the house, but rather the palace that you could build for yourself in Jannah. A palace and a house that will last forever, with its residents being yourself to live in there forever. The question is, how can you build for yourself that house in Jannah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have told us of several different ways that we can build for ourselves our homes in Jannah. Ways that don't require much effort. In some cases, that don't require much time or planning, but rather, it may not even cost a single dollar. And so let us look at some of these ways. The first is the most obvious, and it is the very condition to enter Jannah in the first place. And that is having iman and taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَكِنِ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ لَهُمْ غُرَفْ مِنْ فَوْقِهَا غُرَفْ مَبْنِيَّةٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ الْمِيعَادِ. For those of taqwa, for those who feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them are chambers, houses, mansions, one on top of the other, built high, under which rivers flow, This is the promise of Allah. And Allah never breaks His promise. The second is patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا وَيُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا. They, the people of Jannah, they will have mansions, elevated mansions. Because of what? بِمَا صَبَرُوا. Because they were patient in this dunya. They were patient. And as our scholars say, patience is required for the Muslim over three things. Over the commandments of Allah. Allah has commanded us to do certain things. We have to be patient in doing those things. The second is patience in refraining from sins. Allah has forbidden certain things. We need to be patient in restraining ourselves from falling into those prohibitions. And the third is patience over the painful calamities that Allah decrees for us. Painful moments in our time, in our lives. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, giving an example of this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whenever a servant's child dies, the servant of Allah, whenever one of our children passes away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the angels, He asks them, have you taken away the life of my child servant? Of my servant's child? And so the angels say yes. Allah asks, have you taken away the fruit of his heart? They say yes. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, how did my servant respond? How did he react in such a difficult moment? What was his reaction? And so the angels say, He said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And he praised you, O Allah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, build for my servant a house in Jannah and call it Baytul Hamd, the house of praise. Number three, migrating for the sake of Allah, Hijrah, and also jihad fi sabilillah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I guarantee a house in the outskirts of Jannah. Liman amana bi wa aslama wa hajara. For the one who believes in me, he accepts Islam and he migrates. He makes hijrah for my sake. Build for him a house in the outskirts of Jannah and in the middle of Jannah. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, and I guarantee for him who believes in me and accepts Islam and then fights jihad in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I guarantee for him a house in the outskirts of Jannah, in the middle of Jannah, وفي أعلى غرف الجنة, and in the highest parts of the chambers of Jannah. Number four, building a masjid for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, من بنى مسجدا لله بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة. Whoever builds a house of Allah, a masjid, for the sake of Allah, Allah will build something similar for him, a house similar to that for him in Jannah. Number five, praying the extra sunan, praying the sunan al-ratiba. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever prays 12 raka'at in a day and night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala builds for him a house in Jannah. In another narration of this same hadith, he said, 4 raka'at before dhuhr, 2 after maghrib, 2 after isha, and 2 after fajr. And so you have a total of 12 raka'at. These extra sunan that some of us, we neglect. And we say, let me just get over with the salah. Let me pray my fard. Let me pray what is obligatory for me. And let me go back to my daily life. You're missing out on a lot if you do that. Number 6. Salatul Duha. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever prays al-duha, he prays 4 raka'at of Salatul Duha and 4 raka'at before Al-Ula, before Salatul Dhuhr, a house will be built for him in Jannah. And so Salatul Duha is from after sunrise all the way to until before Dhuhr. This morning time is a golden opportunity to pray 2 raka'as or 4 raka'as. And build for yourself a house in Jannah. Number 7, praying Qiyamul Layl, fasting in the day, feeding the poor, and speaking only good words. These 4 things the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned when he said that there are chambers in Jannah. There are chambers in Jannah of which the exterior can be seen from inside, and the interior can be seen from the outside. So one of the Bedouins, he got up and he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Liman hiya ya Rasulullah? Who are they for?" So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Liman atab al kalam." وأطعم الطعام وأدام الصيام وصلى لله بالليل والناس نيام. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they are for those who speak good words and those who feed, they give people food to eat, and those who frequently fast, and those who get up in the middle of the night to pray to Allah when everyone else is asleep. Number 8. When we come for Salatul Jama'ah, we come here to pray in the masjid. And we are standing in the rows to fill in these gaps that we see between yourself on your right and your left. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whoever fills a gap, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build for him a house in Jannah and elevate his rank. And so these gaps that we find in the rows, some of us, we don't care about it, and yet we're missing out on this huge reward. Number 9, good manners, leaving and giving up argumentation, and giving up lying. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about these 3 things, I guarantee a house in the outskirts of Jannah for the one who gives up arguing, even if he happens to be right. To give up a debate, an argument that you're having with someone, even if you happen to be right, but to give it up for the sake of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I guarantee a house for him in the outskirts of Jannah. Then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and I guarantee a house in the middle of Jannah. For who? For the one who gives up lying, even if he happens to be joking. Even for the sake of fun. And so lying is haram. Even if you want to amuse someone, you want to make someone laugh, even then it's haram. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam guarantees a house in the center of Jannah for the one who gives that up for the sake of Allah. And then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and I guarantee a house in the highest parts of Jannah for the one who improves his akhlaq, for the one who improves his etiquette and his manners. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima fihi min al-ayat wa al-dhikr al-hakim. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله على إحسانه وشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وإخوانه وخلانه ومن سار على نهجه واقتفى أثره إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله حق التقوى وراقبوه في السر والنجوى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. O you who believe, fear Allah. Fear Allah and look. Let each soul to look at what it has sent forth for his tomorrow. Look to what you have sent forward for your tomorrow, meaning not tomorrow as in the day after today, no, but rather the life after this life. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refer to it as tomorrow? Because of how near it is, although most of us look at it as being something very far off. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. Allah says, they look at it as being something very far off, but we look at it as being something very near. Ask yourself, what have you prepared for your akhirah? Of good deeds, what have you prepared? What have you prepared for that life? Ask yourself, is your house in Jannah ready? Is your mansion, has it been built? And then ask yourself, if it has been built, is there something that can prevent me from entering it? It could be that we're doing so many good deeds, but they're all going to waste because of our loads of sins, and because we are doing injustice to others. And so they will come and take our places in Jannah and these homes that we have built, expecting them to be for ourselves. among the ways to build for ourselves a home in Jannah is one of the easiest, and that is a dua. By asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach his companions to always ask Allah for the good not only in this life, but also for the best of the akhirah. Ask Allah to give you Jannah, to give you a house in Jannah, to save you from the hellfire. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, when he found out that she had embraced Islam, he would shackle her up in four chains, two on her hands and two on her feet. And then when he would go away, the angels would come and untie those chains. And so she would say, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, she would say, رَبِّ بِنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلِهِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. She would say, Ya Rabb, build for me a house near you in Jannah, and save me from Fir'aun and his wicked ways and from an unjust people. And so Abu Huraira says, and so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed her house in Jannah. And so my dear brothers and sisters, these are some of the ways that we can build for ourselves our homes and our palaces in Jannah. A home that is incomparable to any home in this world, to any mansion, to any palace in this world in which we live in. And yet, even though that is the case, most of us ignore that. Most of us, we ignore our permanent home and instead are content with working tirelessly, day in, day out, in building for ourselves our home in this world. The question that we need to ask ourselves is why? And you will find that most of the time, the reason is because we are short-sighted and we are attracted by what we see in front of us. We see these palaces and these homes that other people have and we don't want to miss out. We want that home too. We want a permanent place to live in, not realizing that permanent home is bound to perish one day. And that is long after we ourselves have perished and left this world. We are short-sighted because we are attracted by what is in front of us, what we can see, what we can sense. Whereas that which we have been told about and we cannot see, it becomes difficult for us. It becomes difficult for us to have a desire for it. It becomes difficult for us to crave and desire what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we can't see it. And that, my dear brothers and sisters, is the very test of our iman. And that is why the Muslims, they differ in their iman. Some, their iman is up here, and some, their iman is down here. What was it that made the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the likes of Abu Bakr radiallahu an, to give up everything that they had in this world when they would hear about what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because for them, the standard was not seeing is believing, but rather for them, the standard was, I'm going to believe even if I can't see it. Rather, for some of them, what they could not see, they would believe in it and have conviction in it that it is real, even more than what they can see in front of their eyes. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the only way for us to change the scales around so that we can desire what is with Allah over what is in our hands in this life is by increasing our iman. And the only way you can increase your iman and your conviction in Allah and the promise of Allah is by gaining knowledge, by reading and contemplating and reflecting over the words of Allah and the words of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read it, understand it, let that increase your iman, and that will push you to work hard for your home in Jannah. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على نبيكم محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم جل في علاه فقال تعالى قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وارض اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم برحمتك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد المسلمين بسوء فأشغله بنفسه واجعل تدبيره تدميرا عليه يا قوي يا متين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون